I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Supporters of immigration reform are planning a hunger strike that starts today. The Alabama Coalition for Immigrant Justice says it wants to make a statement in favor of a reform bill stalled in Congress. Volunteers will drink only water between today and Saturday. Coalition spokesman Frank Berrigan is coordinating the protest. He says the strikers want to show their passion on the bill's vote.
It's telling the people it's time to listen. The families are here to prove a point and one true message that even a hunger strike is a direct action. It's really going to show is, wow, these citizens of Alabama are really committed.
The strike is set to end Saturday with a fast-breaking ceremony at the Beloved Community Church in Birmingham. The public is invited to share their thoughts as well. State officials have announced that Alabama State Waters will open for the harvest of red snapper and gray triggerfish on all Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays in July. APR's Stan Engel reports, however, there could be some complications.
The Alabama legislature passed a bill in the 2014 session to extend Alabama waters to 9 miles for fisheries management. However, this new distance is not currently recognized by the federal government, and persons possessing red snapper or gray triggerfish farther than 3 miles from shore could receive citations from federal or state law enforcement officers. During this extended season, the Marine Resources Division will recognize the legislative 9-mile limit for the harvest of red snapper and gray triggerfish. The bag limit will be 2 red snapper per person per day and 2 gray triggerfish per person per day. Fishermen are required to report red snapper harvest to the Marine Resources Division. Only one report is required per vessel trip. Stan Ingold, APR News.
And the Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs wants to hear from you regarding unmet community development needs and any barriers to fair and equal access to housing. You can share your viewpoint via 2 brief surveys that are available online until July 10th. The Community Needs Survey gives residents and community leaders a chance to indicate specific needs within their communities that might be addressed by community development block grant funding awarded by the state each year. Communities apply for these grants to fund a wide variety of projects, including road repairs, parks and community center development, and infrastructure upgrades to expand businesses and also create jobs. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Our forecast on this Thursday evening, Thursday night, includes a mostly cloudy sky, a few scattered storms overnight for Friday, good chance for on and off showers and storms, but it doesn't rain all day. Highs top out in the upper 80s to mid 80s on Friday. As we go into the weekend plans, temperatures get quite a bit warmer. We're back in the low 90s thanks to an increase in sunshine. Only a small chance for a long afternoon storm. Risk of rain over the weekend between 20% and 30%. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.